Oh, g'day, mate. It's Gavin De La Vera calling. How are you? Good. The Tony, isn't it? Yeah. Where did we end up with my car down there? Okay. Yeah. Yep. Did you end up doing the brakes or not? Yeah. Well, they're street race ones. They're not the full race ones. And they need to be done. Yeah. So go ahead and do that. We'll sort the rest of the car out. I'm not too fussed with that. Yeah, just throw them on rotors and pads. No, that's cool. Yeah, and just get Warwick to give me a ring, to give me an update on the other stuff, all right? They're slotted ones, yes. Yep, go ahead. Yeah, so then that'll be a this afternoon pickup, yeah? Yeah, no problem. That'll work, all right? Just get Warwick to give me a ring when he can. Okay. Good. How are you? Henry. Yeah. I got a long and defensive text message interchange, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's exactly right. But it went from Keysborough to Ballarat with a faulty clutch. So, and I drove it back, and it meant I had to drive it super cautiously. And then it sat in the shed until, like, we got the clutch off you guys. We put the clutch in, you know, took it for a couple of runs. And he's not stupid, mate. He's... Yeah. No, he's actually really disappointed me. His last message to me, Gavin, you've taken it to a shop that is the most expensive and ridiculous in Victoria. I can't explain to you anything else. Blah, 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 blah. I just said, mate, I'll talk to you when you're back because I took you at your word. You said it was a solid car and it's not. Simple. I just see things in black and white, you know? Yeah. Yeah, so I really see, I separate these two things. So just so you understand, right, we run a fleet of trucks, heavy trucks, and we're dealing with maintenance issues all the time. This thing was just a little bit of fun to, for me and my sons to muck around with. It wasn't meant to be a head fuck, right? And really, we were going to buy something that was already wrecked and fix it. And then this thing came up through somebody that I said worked for us. And that's how we got in touch with Henry and, you know. So I'm going to separate it into two things. I'm going to say you're going to give me a report, and we're going to fix it, and I'll sort the financial stuff out with Henry separately, because I'm not getting tied up on it. I don't trust him. So. Yeah, that's all we bought it for. Yeah, that's all we're gonna like the, you know. So what I'm planning to do from here, I said to Tony, just throw those pads in and replace the rotors, because I don't want to be driving on shit pads anyway. They're done, right? Well, and they're like a street track pad, so they're not a hardcore pad. We're going to bring that car back here, and then we'll either pull the engine out and bring it back to you, or buy another engine, or do whatever. Like, we'll fuck around with it. It's meant to be a toy, a tinker car. I just don't like its honesty in. Yeah, like it's, you know, I've got like nine cars. It's not like I needed it and I'm like desperate to get it on the road. It's just the dishonesty. If he just said, "Gav, there's this car here, you're looking for a project, and you know, I'm not sure about it. You might have some dramas, but hey, here's a good price." Yeah, he didn't do that. He said, "Here's a rock solid car. You can put it on the track tomorrow. In fact, I've got it in his text that he just sent me yesterday. You can put it on the track, you can take it, you can flog it, it's fucking solid." No. He just wanted the money because he was desperate. So anyway, I'll see you blokes about 4 o'clock today. All right. Yeah, just do that, and we'll just sort of keep it off boost and get it back home and go from there. All right. Thanks for your help. See ya. Bye.